Das Tzvenu over here in the Shar Shlishi, the Al Yishur is going through a survey of the different koichos that operate inside a person. He spoke about the guf and the neshama, the blind guf and the powerless neshama. And he spoke about midis. He spoke about the miyuchidkeit, that everybody has different midis. Now we're going to start the chelak of Dimyon, Perek Revi, Perek Hamishi. Achrei shehizkarnu shemus hamidas haikorias mekananas bekirbeinu aleinu lahakiras hakoyach asher yoda hamidas moiras tzalafulos. We're going to spend the next few weeks talking about midas, talking about Dimyon. As opposed to midas, which are ruchnius forces that operate inside a person, sometimes in a negative way, sometimes in a positive way, but there are koichos which sit inside a person's neshama. Dimyon is not kas, and Dimyon is not gaiva, and Dimyon is not taiva. Dimyon is a fantasy, that a person is detached from reality, and a person is using the koich of Dimyon. He says later on that Hagamdet, Dimyonis are not necessarily the strongest force that operates inside of us, but it's without question the thing that we spend most of our lives in. The person spends most of his life in Dimyonland. The person makes a cheshbon at the end of the day of what machshavas a person had in Seichel, what machshavas a person had in Dimyon. It would be a losing, lose-lose. By the way, Dimyon includes anything that you're not thinking about Chochmah, you're not thinking about reality, you're not thinking about Emes. You're picturing how you're going to be, when you're going to go there, and what you're going to do there. I'm not talking about the fact that you took yourself back 200 years, and you found yourself talking to Ricky Begin learning, if that's what your Dimyon is about. Or you went ahead 200 years from now, and you're planning out your Hasana, who's going to speak at Yeshiva Brachos, and how many Rosh Hashivas are going to come to your wedding and dance in the middle, if that's your cup of tea, what you have demyonis about. That's the way the good demyonis. And the two demyonis that I just said are not even 1,000% of what goes through your mind in an average hour. There are many aspects to Dimyon. We're going to talk today about the first one. The Al Yishur talks about many aspects of Dimyon, that they're not koichos of midas in the guf, but it's a force that it's a huge operating system that operates on us from many directions. We'll talk about the first one today. Hadimyon mitar lanu hanaz v'tanugim mizeh. A person's dimyonis could describe for him pleasure and joy on one hand, u'mechama v'shoya and war and holocaust machla v'azir. By the way, our dimyonis are so multi-talented, able to multitask and do the same thing all in one slach lanu. I'm not talking about the Dimyonis of Atachainin or the ones from afterwards from Re'ena or Re'ena, that's a different Dimyonis. But all in one Slachlona, we can go from Auschwitz to the Siyam Hashas, to Rabbi Akiva Eger, to being whatever your Dimyonis want you to be, and whatever's on your mind at that second, around the world in 80 seconds. Back and forth, hundreds of years, like a time machine. All over, all the time. And that's all in one slachlon, that's in the first half of slachlon, not the end. Kol mashu mitaralon, everything that the Dimyon describes for us, chai lifnei einenu, is alive. When a roi was hazmenu mamash b'matzav, which had Dimyon mitar, we see ourselves mamash living and experiencing that which the Dimyon describes to us. We rekeshat tzir oinu b'panenu, and we have that picture in our minds, we feel, it means a person, if he ever see a bachur starting to cry in the middle of the day, he's way crying. He says, what do you mean? You know what he knows going on, he's in the middle of who knows what. Then you see a guy laughing. But they all in Slachlano, by the way. Same Slachlano, middle of Slachlano, the guy's crying, the guy's laughing. That's the way we are. and we think of 20 different things at one time. That's how uncontrollable our dimming is. But let's try to understand the roles that are played from a Ruchnistic point. We'll talk about the first thing. The Sfarna says in Bereshis, Amoridika Sfarna, it's a life-changing Sfarna. V'anocha shu'a sotan v'yetzahar rafa nezik and v'yetzayes and nira. Kitzur, what he says is Amoridika Zach. We all know that after the Chet of Adam Arishan, Chazal say that the Nachash was hitul zuhama, the Nachash contaminated a human being. Something dramatically changed. What changed? Says the Sfarna that what changed was that the Nachash injected that a person became a function of Dimyonu, Dimyonus. Before the Chet of Adam Arishan, a human being had a choice to do an Avera. Let's talk about an Avera that a person is drawn after Gashmius. A person can choose Hashem, he could choose Gashmius. Adam Arishan had that choice. In the end, he made a choice, which unfortunately we're still suffering from today. But Adam Arishan had a choice between Gashmius and Rosh. He didn't have a force that was driving him towards Gashmius. He didn't have a force. What changed after the Chet? After the Chet, Adam Arishan became, explains the Sfarnoi, the Ra went inside of him. How did it articulate something again? He had more of a Netiyah to Gashmius. It says the Sfarnoi, incredible Zach. What happened was that the Midas, we'll call it, let's say, he talks about Gashmius, Tanuga Machorim, Hamate Midera Hashlemos, Ki Omnam, I want to read the line inside, Hakoyach HaMisave, Taiva, in Dimyoni HaTanugim, with the pictures and the fantasies of the pleasure that the Taiva is going to give you, HaMoivilim Elov, which get you there, Heim HaMitzavim L'Koyachas HaGashim V'Apoyelim HaMachtim Kavon HaVerotzen HaKoyis Barach K'Shaloy Yiskerim Aleim Koyach HaSichli. You have to explain this Sfarna. Sfarna is a Rishon. He's saying like this. There are three steps. A person has a Mida Ra. It could be Taiva. It could be Gaiva. Okay? Now, before the Rishon, before the Chet, before the Nachash polluted and contaminated humanity, so other region, it could be about Gaiva. He has the opportunity to be a Gaiva. Gaiva is denial or Kodesh Baruch Hu. It could be about Taiva. But he didn't have in his head the picture of how the Gaiva is going to look. He had a difference. He didn't have in his head the picture of how the Taiva is going to look, how he's going to experience. He didn't have that tool. It wasn't inside of him. After the Chet, man became a function of Dimyonus. And says the word, the Dimyonus take what the Mida wants and creates the need for it. I'll give you an example, okay? I haven't seen an ad for Coca-Cola in a long time. There's no billboards, it's basically so. But Eschatoya ni maski right here. What's an ad for Coca-Cola? Even a billboard. Now, Zamori Zabach. The people who are fakoifing Coca-Cola to Bnei Torah, that's why they make it. They don't say on the billboards, I never saw it. I try not to look at billboards anymore, because most of them are not about Coca-Cola. But it doesn't say, if your caffeine intake from one can of Coca-Cola can make a is worth one Birkush more. Yeah? Because if you have a certain caffeine intake, it gets your intellect sparked, and then you're alive. And then you can understand the ksais. I never saw an ad like that. What's the ad? The ads, by the way, all advertisements are like that. All advertisements are functions of dimyon. The functions of dimyon. They picture you the pleasure that you're going to have from the zach afterwards. They're not fakoifing the zach and saying, listen, this is the nutritional characteristics of Coca-Cola. They're fakoifing you the pleasure that you have. How they fakoif the pleasure, leave it to them. They know, haraya. Alright, no one's buying it like water. Is the word is, but they're not. They're forgiving you a fantasy that you're gonna have. That's what happened after the Chet of Adam Arishan. All advertising is fantasy, by the way, because all advertising is giving you the picture of what you're going to have after you smoke, after you drink the Coke. There's no ads anymore for cigarettes. I don't know if I'm updating me, correct? There's no such thing anymore, right? But I see this question of older guests over here, so they certainly remember where you guys from. England. It's not for you, this whole event. You're not going to get the jokes, we say it, but not for you. Yeah, they're for England. You're right, son. Ali Shaw's not for English people, in general. Yeah. Either way, but we're happy to have you. Either way, there used to be ads for cigarettes.
I'm old.
So there was a Zach called Marlboro, I think, those Zach. I never smoked, so I don't know. Marlboro used to have ads of cowboys riding on horses. And then there was the same company made a different cigarette called Camels. They had a picture of a guy dressed up like Lawrence of Arabia at the pyramids. So you have two Bachrim lying in their leaking dira in Basis Shore. The water's dripping after the first rain, not the second rain. And they're sitting over there, and one guy's smoking Marlboros, and he's lying there eating up the first day, the second day. He's a cowboy. He's wild, he's riding off into the sun. And he feels up, shazah, freedom, you hear? And then the water drips and the cigarette goes out. Then it reminds him that you're not a cowboy, and you don't have a white hat, and you're not riding a horse. You're not going on a deer in Basis Shore, then it's time for you to go to first aid and drainage can cover and finish up with a cigarette. The one who's lying next to him in the deer also didn't get up in time. He's smoking Camels. Camels have pictures of pyramid. You're a world traveler. See, he's lying over there. He doesn't have money for his Rathkaf to go to San Ezra Mohammed for Shabbos. He's a world traveler. He's busy fantasizing what he called. And you should know that Philip Morrison from Virginia killed millions of people with lung cancer with his Narishkeit. That this one they convinced that they're cowboys, the other shaitan they convinced that they're riding camels off into the desert and exploring new frontiers. And all of them died in the oncology wards. Why? Because all of them bought into this stupidity, this Disneyland of Dimian, that this is what you are. Can you imagine? There it is. Billions of people. Millions of people died from this. Because they thought they were who knows what. One guy was discovering the world and one guy was a cowboy. And neither of them were anything. All they did was have lung cancer. Nothing from the whole Zach. Garnish with garnish. And the Dimian got them to a place that the Yetzer Hara wanted them to get to. Look at this. Koyach HaMisave. There's a koyach called the Misave in a person. It's very deep. Uses the Dimyoni HaTanugim, which is Mitzave, the koyach of the Gashmi. Like this. The Dimyon, the Mida itself can't get you to act. It can't get you to act. There's a Mida. But if the Mida creates a picture of the pleasure that you're going to get afterwards, so the Guf says, I want it. So it's Mitzave, the koyach of the Guf. Without the Dimyon, other region had the opportunity to go after Kosovo, but he didn't have a force that was pushing him towards it. That's what happened. So it's the Mida, which activates the Dimyon. By the way, all of us have that. You don't have to talk about food or vegan. You can talk about cigarettes, you can talk about Gaiva. People act like Bale Gaiva because they have pictures of what the Gaiva is going to give them, that everyone's going to applaud you for your strutting around like a peacock. It just never works, by the way, for some reason. But the Dimyon got you that picture. Without that picture in your mind, the meat of guy wouldn't be able to get you to do what it's doing. Now there's a huge thief guy here. Listen to the thief guy. Vos epis, that after the chet of Adam Rishon, punkt, the nekuda was Dimyon. Vos epis. As we've spoken many times, and here things come together. We've spoken many times that the Tzelem Elokim, Rashi says in Rashi's, Nasa Adam Bit Salmeinu Kid Musain, a person was created with a Tzelem Elokim, a person has a Chelek Elokai Mimal, a person has an Neshama Akibesha. Rashi says that the Tzelem Elokim is Lahavin Ulahaskel. Lahavin Ulahaskel. The Neshama, the Tzelem Elokim, that you carry the Avishness image, is that you have Seichel, you have Chochmah, you have Emes, and you have reality inside of you. Why? The reality is the Avishness, that's the only reality in the Bria. The only reality is David. There's no other reality. The only reality is Torah, because you saw the rice because you bechachadu. But that's the reality. And the neshama has the ability, not just has the ability, the neshama is the nekuda of emes inside a person, because it's the nekuda of the Eibishter. Emes malkeinu, efes ulasoi, that's the Eibishter. So the emes of the Eibishter expresses itself in a person, says Rashi, Lahav and Ulasko. And by the way, this Mohammed Allah Askel explains of all the Amorim to Gazach. It's not just that you use your Seichel. Halloy, of all asks in Ali Shor, that the interesting. Selem is the Neshama itself. The Mus is that we're doing it to the Eivishta. The Mus, the Blushin of Dimyon. The Dimyon to the Eivishta is Midas Tavis, Mahu Rachum, Mahvata Rachum, Mahu Chanan, Mahvata Chanan. What does that have to do with Seichel? The Teretz says that a person who's Dovak in Emes is Dovuk in the Eivishta, and that's going to articulate itself in a person being doyment to the Eivishta. Is going to follow the Eivishta's way. The two things are interconnected with each other. A person who lives with Das and a person who lives with Emes is a person who lives with the Eivishta, and a person who lives with the Eivishta is going to follow in his ways. So the Shleimus HaAdam, the Tzura HaAdam, There's a lashon in Rashi, we spoke about it another time. Rashi says, Vayhi Adam Lenefesh Chaya, later in Bereshis. In fact, Rashi, Vasipas Vayhi Adam Lenefesh Chaya, Shteitach on the animals that they were also Nefesh Chaya. Says Rashi, no. Zu Chaya Mikulam. This is more alive, because you have Seichel, because you have Das. Das is Galeb, that's called alive. Alive means Seichel. So if the Shleimus Tzurasa Adam in his Bria, before the Chet, the Tzelem Elikim was Lahavinu Lahaskil. So what was the downfall of Adam Arishan after the Chet? Where did it shtel Zechavek? Where was it Avek shtelt? In Dimion. Because Dimion is the destruction of the Tzelem Elikim. Dimion is the destruction of the Tzelem Elikim. It's the end of humanity. And the reason why the whole world has gone down Pilei Ploim is because the world moved from Seichel to Dimion. The world moved from Seichel to fantasy. The world moved from Seichel to fantasy. And Dr. Sarnoy, so what was the Nachash's Zuhama? What was the contamination that he contaminated other vision? That Dimion became a dominant force in the person. And he says, but first, like I'm saying, Dr. Fierzeis, what does he say? Hey, my mitzavim lekoiches agashmius, the Dimion becomes your boss. And it tells your koiches what to do. Hamachtiim kavanos v'rotzen akel yisbarach, which is going against the Eibishter's rotzen. When? When your koyach haseichel doesn't stand up to the force of Dimion. And say, no, I'm not listening to the fantasy that the Dimion, that means the midas cause a person's Dimion to offer him a fantasy of the so-called results that the midah is going to give you, and it's all fantasy, it's all kalahaya, it's all air, there's nothing there. It's garnish with garnish. It's like this week's parasha, what does it say this week's parasha? The Rabbeinu Yonah says, Rabbeinu Yonah says, Amorit Gazach. And I'll explain to you the tifkat of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, when he describes charata in Shaar Tshuva, he says that a person says charata that when I bumped into an aveira, vayigar v'yam ha-taiva v'yachariv, he describes taiva as a stormy sea, yam, vayigar, I said, no, v'yachariv, dried up, kriyas yamsuf. Vayigar v'yam ha-taiva v'yachariv. Everybody, by the way, has experienced it, by the way. Person has a taiva, stormy, tidal wave, kenish, vayigar, he's saying, no, v'yachariv, it dries up. Rabbeinu Yonah describes that a person had that ability, and in charata, he speaks out that I didn't utilize that ability of vayigar. Frank HaKash, well, what is it? The guy's Makubal. That Yikub Yavatayv of Herb. I say goodbye to the time. This is, you know what it is? It's a dimmy. There's nothing there. It's all garnish. It's a dimmy. It's a fantasy. It's not real. It's the minute you call the bluff and you say it's garnish. It's almost like saying Chazal. Avraham Avinu was on the way to the Akedah. He stayed at the Sultan, put up all types of barriers. Chaymash of Barzal. There's a wall of bars of iron. He couldn't go through. A river. Avraham Avinu said, Boy, my man, Nafesh. He was already up to his neck in the water. He was about to drown. Shtein Chazal, looks like a tatruma. Avraham Avinu said, I'm going through. You're going through? Disappeared. There's no wall. What happened? It's all Dimion. It's all fantasy. It's not, there's no, the Yetzer doesn't have what to sell. He doesn't have what to, Esau is called Shah. There's nothing. He doesn't have anything of content. He fakirs Dimionis. He fakirs ads. And he gives you pictures of fantasies, of pleasures that you're going to have. It's funny. When you get there, nothing happens. It's garnish with garnish. You end up with a stomachache at best, a stomachache. Garnish with garnish. It's all airball. Nothing there b'chal. Why? Because what the Yetzer is marketing is the fantasy of the Zach. The Zach itself is all teichet to the Zach itself. And that's the big thing that changed after the Chet of Adam Rishon. So first of all, we understand why we have such a huge battle with this. This is it. This is what it's about. It's about, are you living in a world of fantasy? In a world of Disneyland? Or are you living in a world of reality? Reality is MS, the reality is the Eibishter, the reality is Torah, the reality is Avodah, the reality is Mitzvah, reality is Olam Haba. Everything else is Shtiyot. Everything else is fantasy. Everything is Vayigar V'yam HaTayav V'chariv. There's nothing there. Unfortunately, the world outside of this building is completely drowned. In what you call completely. Completely, completely, completely drowned. And we're affected by it. And we're affected by it. And as history comes to a close, as we get close to the lashon of this week's parasha, Adalez HaShachar, when we get close, the battle is about this nekuda. It's about, do you have a Tzelem Elikim? The Goyim lost the Tzelem Elikim. The guy who lost the Telelakim. The guy who lost the why they lose the Telelakim? Because they're barbarians. They were. The guy who lost the Telelakim because they don't. They detach themselves from Seichel. They're busy playing video games. I was in the hospital 6 years ago, well, for a few months, and an old man came in, sit next to me. He nice old man from Yerushalayim, nice Eidel, Yerushalmi, not from Yid. And he sat down next to me. So I thought, you look like one of these traditional guys that makes Kiddush on Shabbos. I thought you'd take out a Tehillim. I said, like, this Tehillim's over there. No, 75-year-old man, 1 foot in the grave already. He takes out his phone and he starts to match up the strawberries with the bananas with the lemons. Something that my 2-year-old grandson is already a Bucky Naira. Okay? And I said to myself, I looked at the guy, you know what I'm saying? I didn't say anything, I'm a little person, I'm mixing other people's business. And she, you know, when I see a Yid happy, I'm happy for him. That's a snapshot of the world. I once told my wife that I don't ride the subway in America anymore for tens of years. The last time I rode on it, 25 years ago, I told my wife, I'm moving to Gazach. Look around the subway car. The subway car is 150 people. It used to be when I was a little boy, first rode the subways 50 years ago, more than that. So people were intelligent. People read the paper. What paper did they read? Some people read the Yiddish, some people read the Beninus, some people read the Zebrew. It only has one word on a page. That they shouldn't be mixed up from different words. Yiddish, Beninus, and Zebrew, all types. But the guy even read something. Today I told him, I have to get that cook, what's looks like over here? You have an entire car, a Noshim Vitaf, old and young, and they're busy chasing lights on their phones. Banana crush. Bananas, with strawberries, with tomatoes. I tell you, I was going to make a hesped on humanity. That's the end of the human race. It's the end of the human race. So you're all laughing. How much are we affected by this Narishkeit? How much do we live in a world of dimion? How much do we live in a world of nothingness? This is what the Chet of Adar Rishon did, that Das Tfuna speaks about. That the Chet of Adar Rishon means that he moved away from Emes, he moved away from Seichel, he moved away from Emun. When a person moves away from the Koyach of Lahavin of Lahasko, when a person moves away from reality, you're already in the hands of the Yetzirah, because that's where the battle's about. The battle's about Dimyun versus Lahavin of Lahasko. That's the battle over what's that match? The Tzura Sa'adam. What is a person? Nasa Adam Bitzalmeinu Kidmuzeinu. What is the tzur of a mensch? A person is a person who's a function of seichel, who's a function of das, who's a function of emes.